Bon, ben bonsoir tout le monde. On commence un peu plus tard, il est 7h13. Nous avons deux conseillers qui sont absents, trois conseillers absents motivés. Donc, on a quorum avec M. Justin Robert, Luc Thivière, Joanne Meillet et moi-même. So, good evening, everyone, for coming. We're starting a bit late, 7:13. Also, we have three members of our committee that are absent tonight. We have quorum, though. We have Mr. Justin Robert, Luc Thivierge, and Joanne Meillet, and myself. So, that completes our quorum for this evening. Fait que ça, c'est... Là, on va aller avec rapport de la mairesse. Bon, bien là, avec les congés de juillet, il n'y a pas grand événement. À l'exception, on a eu peu de rencontres. Et puis, il n'y a absolument pas de rencontres au niveau de la MRC. Donc, c'est pas mal tranquille. So for my mayor's report, there's not a lot to report. With the summer vacations, there have been very little meetings as far as committees, and the MRC has been shut down for the month of July, so there was no meetings at that level. Donc là, on va continuer avec l'ordre du jour, s'il vous plaît. Tout le monde, qu'est-ce qu'on va faire aussi, c'est qu'il va y avoir un changement. On enlève... numéro 4.2, en dessous de hygiène du milieu. So we will be taking out our article 4.2 under environment, hygiene and sanitation. It's been withdrawn from the agenda. Donc là, j'ai besoin de...
I'll second it. Je vais seconder.
Parfait. Les procès-verbales.
On va y voter.
Ah oh, oui, excuse-moi.
Le vote. D'accord?
Oui. Everyone's in agreement.
Oui.
We've adopted the agenda. Donc là, procès-verbal, la séance ordinaire du 6 juin. So, minutes of the meeting, regular meeting of the 6th of June. Allez, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je vais seconder.
Tout le monde est d'accord?
Non.
Oh.
Oui.
Moi, je dis oui. Fait que Luc dit non. Procès verbal de la séance ordinaire du 4 juillet. So, minutes of the meeting for the 4th of July.
Je propose.
Luc, Justin. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Oui, moi aussi. Là, on arrive à adoption prélèvement bancaire. Donc, on a pour le mois de juillet, salaire net 32 640 $23, remise provinciale 11 658 $44, remise fédérale 3 679 $95, remise du régime de retraite 2 515 $94, pour un total 50 494 $56. So for the bank withdrawal for the month of July, we have net salaries at $32,640.23, provincial remittances $11,658.44, federal remittances $3,679.95, and retirement pension remittances $2,515.94, for a total of $50,494.56. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je propose.
Ghislain. OK. Joanne, Ghislain. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
Merci. Moi aussi, je dis oui. Adoption du registre de chèques. J'ai trop de papier. Donc, le registre de chèques, un total de 11 999.55. So for the check registry, attends une minute. C'est 11 999.55.
Je vais le proposer.
secondé.
Joanne, Luc. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
Yep. OK, merci. Adoption de la liste des comptes fournisseurs. Donc, pour le mois de juillet, le montant est de 132 910 et 41. Oh, yes, that includes the provincial and federal remittances. So, for the adoption of the list of accounts payable, it's $132,910.41, including provincial and federal remittances. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur. OK. Secondé par?
Joanne.
Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
Michelin?
Oui.
Merci. Oui, moi aussi. Directeur général, c'est à zéro. Director General Expenditures is at zero. Dépenses du directeur de services incendies, c'est à zéro. Director Fire Services Expenditures, zéro. Dépenses du directeur du service de voirie, zéro. So, director for roads. OK, il est pas là. Is at zero as well. Roads expenditures, c'est ça. OK, là, on va au rapport du comité d'administration. Administration Committee Report.
On a eu quelques rencontres formelles en personne. On a travaillé sur différents rapports, différentes façons de fonctionner autrement. On a eu aussi une entrevue pour le poste de directeur général. Fait qu'on est contente d'avoir eu un candidat puis qu'on va l'approuver plus tard. On a fait beaucoup d'échanges de courriels. Puis là, avec les vacances, les conflits d'horaires, puis la santé de tout le monde, on a fait ça beaucoup par courriel et par Zoom. Fait que c'est là qu'on est rendu. So we did have some in some meeting in camera together, and we did some exchange of emails, and we did some Zoom meeting because of the conflict with our jobs, with our appointments, and with vacation. And we did have an interview for the position of Directeur Général Trésorière, and we're happy, you'll see a bit later, we're going to hire the candidate that came in.
C'est tout?
Oui.
Merci. Prochain, embauche de la directrice générale et greffière trésorière. On est heureux. Bon,
it's mine.
C'est ça.
Bienvenue à bord.
On va se battre.
C'est ça. On vous présente Mme Sandra Martineau, qui est notre directrice générale, greffière, trésorière, à compter du 15 août ce mois. So we're very proud to announce that we're hiring Director General and Clerk Treasurer as Sandra Martineau, who will be starting on the 15th of August this month.
Va s'accommoder.
Joanne, Chelin. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Tremendous amount of experience to the table. She's been employed in LePage for decades, I guess we can say.
21 years.
So we're happy to, well, I guess we'll use the term snatch. We're happy to be here. So we're really motivated. We're really happy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard. Good addition.
Merci beaucoup. Oui. Bienvenue à bord. Donc, là, on continue. Modification des dates des réunions ordinaires du conseil. Fait que là, à cause d'un conflit de horaire, on peut dire. C'est ça. À cause des élections provinciales, il y a deux dates qui vont changer. Un en septembre. Originalement, était pour le 12 septembre, va être modifié pour le 7 septembre, et le 3 octobre va être modifié pour le 5 octobre.
Pour les mercredis.
Oui. So, for September and October's public meetings, they're going to be shifted around a bit because of the provincial elections. So from the 12th of September, which was on our calendar, is going to be changed to the 7th of September. And for October, the 3rd of October is going to be the 5th of October.
Both days are Wednesdays.
Joanne Meillet. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Okay, merci. Avec la prolongation de la période de probation, poste commis comptable, pour un autre 6 mois.
Je propose.
Joanne Meillet. Appuyé par?
Je vous
Luc Thivierge.
I don't think you said it in English.
Je le dis. So probation extension accounting clerk position for another 6 months. So it's been voted on. Everyone is agreeing?
Oui.
Oui.
Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup. Entente de règlement hors cours, projet 7007-20837.
Je propose. So,
out of court settlement agreement, project number 7000-20837. Joanne Meillet.
Je propose.
C'est les mêmes affaires qu'on avait parlé.
Oui.
Oui.
Sur mon dé.
OK, merci. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
I'll
abstain.
He's related to me, so
okay.
I wrote it down.
OK. Fait qu'on a majorité. Anyway,
oui. Right.
Merci. Modification d'autorisation de signature pour le compte de la municipalité en vue de l'engagement de Mme Martineau. C'est sûr que les changements vont être incorporés avec la signature de Mme. Et puis, on va radier la signature de Mélissa Lacaille, West et Pierre Vaillancourt. Ça, c'est en date du 15, hein?
Oui.
OK.
Aussitôt qu'elle rentre en poste, les formulaires sont tous prêts.
So, amendment of signing authority on behalf of the municipality. So, as of the hiring date of Madame Martineau, there's be a modification on the signatory. We will be removing Mélissa Lacaille-West and Pierre Vaillancourt.
Je propose.
I'll second.
Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Parfait. Dépôt du rapport de formation obligatoire des élus. Fait que là, on fait le dépôt. Tabling of the mandatory training report for elected officials.
Tu peux. Ça?
Il manquait de personne, mais là, tous les élus ont pris le code d'éthique.
Oui, fait que là, c'est tout à
date. C'est redéposé,
là.
C'est tout à date.
C'est juste pour que ça soit formel. Octroi d'achat pompe à eau pour le système d'eau potable. Donc...
Is that for the low pump station?
Yes.
Can I take the lead on that? I talked to Ryan on the lead.
OK, mais c'est juste, c'est pour l'achat de la pompe, là?
La première fois.
C'est parce que, like, I don't know if Ryan talked to Pierre today, but, like, I can give you a bit of an insight on what's happening.
OK.
Et tout le monde parle anglais, like, everybody that speaks English? I can do it in English, or you want me to do it in French anyway? Êtes-vous correct, je le fais juste en anglais? You guys back there, like, you want me to do it in French and English, or can I do it just in English?
Êtes-vous francophone ou anglophone?
Do you speak English or just English or French?
Do you speak English or French?
English.
Oh, English. Okay. Oh, English.
Okay.
Okay, so we had trouble with the pump station again on Friday, and the pump station went down again yesterday. So the guys worked really hard, well, Ryan worked really hard to try to get it going. With the construction holidays, we had a hell of a time finding an electrician and a plumber to come in. So there's fuses that were burnt, so we got the electrician in this morning. We were able to get that all resolved. The pressure switches were replaced, and there's a problem with the actual control panel. So we're more than likely going to have to replace the control panel that's about 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So that we're going to have to work on that and get that sorted. The new pump that was put in is burnt out. So we're going to have to replace that pump again.
Oh.
Brunet is on his way. Brunet Wells is coming in tomorrow morning with a camera to scope the well. When those wells were put in, I guess it'd be about 15 years ago, Floyd, roughly, I think.
Yeah. Oh, well, the other first one was drilled in 62.
But whenever they redid them, you have 15?
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, there's screens in the bottom to prevent sediments from coming up into the pumps, and brunette things, the screen is blocked. So this is more than likely is what caused the first pump failure, the third pump failure, and this pump failure.
Wow.
They checked it the last time, but they didn't actually scope it with a camera. Now they're going to come in, they're going to scope it with a camera.
Well, are the pumps blocked or what?
The one pump that's the pump number two, the one we're having issues with, there was sediments in the pump this morning when they pulled it, which it didn't have the last time. The first time it jammed, it was seized, but it was an old pump. It was open.
Yeah, yeah.
The second one was a refurbished pump, so we just put it out as well. It's probably, it wasn't good to begin with. This one, it's, what, a couple of weeks old, roughly?
It just went.
And there was sediments in it, and it's blown up again. So now they're going to go, they're going to scope the well, they're going to make sure if that screen is blocked or not, then we're going to either going to have to hydrofrack it or get it cleaned or pull it, or. But yeah, that's where we're at right now.
So the other thing
is there guarantee of that new pump mounts.
There's sediments in the bottom, so that's stones, what's going on.
There's stones that size at the bottom of that well. When they blew the water out of it there, there's little stones that size come up out of it. So the guy told me, he said, you're sitting on a complete lake here.
That's probably why that screen might be blocked over, like, throughout the years. But
I don't know.
They're going to scope it in the morning. They're going to check it. Brunet's coming.
The guys that drill the well, I don't know if they've got screens. The old one certainly have a screen in.
I know Brunet's coming, and it's the one pump that we have issues with. Like, pump one, we don't have any trouble with it at all. It's pump two. And the problem is the one pump, it takes so long to rebuild the pressure in the network. Like, it's hours and hours of pressure build.
Yep.
So, like, yesterday, within about 3 hours of the first call I got on the emergency phone, the water was back up and running. The only problem is Sylvia had water at the bottom of the hill. Brooks Road didn't have water for hours. Fieldville Road didn't have water for hours.
Took time.
Just a little drip.
Oh, yeah. So it took a long, 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 long time to get
to
the
build the pressure. It's only with one pump.
Itself. You have to change the pump. You can put the same water on, but just change it.
That's what they're supposed to be doing, and I know that they did do some work in the panel, from what Ryan tells me. They did all the pressure switches, but there's a problem with the actual panel itself.
There's also one thing I'd like to say is that because we're down to one pump, yes, there is a boil water in effect, but we also need to put out some kind of a notice to ask people to refrain from using the water for, like, washing your car or watering the grass or, you know, until we get this. Pardon me?
You don't need to worry about that in that well. We pumped water for a week and you couldn't get it to go down that far. We pumped a 2-inch pipe, me and Michelle Lemieux, for a full week. Stayed there all night, everything pumping it, and it never went down. So you don't need to worry about the water.
No, it's not the well.
It's not the well. I'm just worried that if there's too much excess use of water, we're only down to one pump.
Well, the pump runs 24 hours a day, so it doesn't ever stop. It always runs 24 hours a day.
No, I think a water.
It's just a
suspension d'eau à l'extérieur, là, c'est pas mauvais.
But it keeps burning fuses inside, too. Like, there was a problem with the control panel, it was burning the fuses. So it's three times drying one, and then a generator was running. So the generator was going, supplying power to the building, but the pumps aren't working. So now that problem is resolved, so we just got to figure out what's going on with the pump. And eventually, like, in the very near future, we gotta get an estimate on doing that control panel, but let's get the pump going first, and then we'll cross that bridge.
But why don't you?
That's where we're at.
Why don't you use the chlorine system that's in there? We don't have to be boiling water at all.
Well, no, right. The only reason why we have to do boil water advisories right now is whenever there's a drop of pressure, we get sediments in the line.
Yeah, yeah.
So by law, we have to do, like, we don't have a water quality problem at all. The water quality is excellent. Every time, by law, we have to do the test every week.
Yeah, yeah.
So the water quality in low is good. We have to do boil water advisories and do more tests whenever the pressure goes down because of the sediments in the line. And they flushed them the last time. They flushed everything out, but again, obviously, there's sediments in the line again. So that's why we have to put out those boil water advisories.
So
even with the chlorine system, with a drop of pressure like we had, we'd have to do a boil advisory.
Yes.
Yep.
So that's unfortunately why we have to do this. And we need two tests.
Okay.
Two tests back-to-back that are good before we can lift the advisory.
That's right. Because
that's provincial law, unfortunately.
It has to go in the laboratory in Gatineau, at the city of Gatineau.
It takes time, you know. Like, honestly, it should be a day, but it's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like everything else.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you're right, Chloe. Exactly.
So for the purchase of the pump, $10,453.53, which includes...
That's enormous.
taxes.
Je propose.
Le second.
Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
OK, merci. Là, on arrive à sécurité publique. Je ne sais pas, Justin, si tu as quelque chose.
Ou... Yeah, well, again, I'll do it in English. We had a busy month. We had 9 calls. We had one mutual aid call for a water rescue in Northfield. Then we had another mutual aid, well, no, not a mutual aid call, but another water rescue at Bernard Lake. We had a Sea-Doo hit a paddleboarder. So we dealt with that. We had one car accident Sunday night, Wednesday night. Really bad head-on collision Thursday night in Bonasta again. Road was closed for several hours. Had to do a detour. Pretty pretty bad. Unfortunately caused by a drunk driver. Nobody got killed. Minor injuries, thank God. And then hydro wires on the ground, stuff like that. A couple of PR calls, nothing major. Oh, yeah, and a car accident in the village.
That's right. Jumped
a stop sign and T-boned a minivan. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, busy month. Nothing. Besides the car accident, it was all... wasn't too bad.
Okay. Merci beaucoup. Là, sécurité chemin McCrank et chemin Mahan. Donc, il y a eu... l'inspecteur et le directeur général sont allés voir sur la propriété à côté de monsieur, de la personne en particulier. Donc, ce qu'il va avoir, c'est que le conseil n'autorise pas d'arrêt supplémentaire à cette intersection, mais que l'enseigne d'arrêt existant soit installé plus près du chemin. So there's a little issue on McCrank Road. OK. Le conseil mandate, OK, oui. C'est que le mandate du département de la voirie de s'assurer de la visibilité à cette intersection, de plus que les enseignes appropriées soient installées telles que limite de vitesse sur les deux côtés de la voie. Enseigne indiquant qu'il y existe une entrée de chemin. Attention à nos enfants. C'est des enseignes que...
manquantes.
Qui manquent, qui devraient être mises. So for the intersection of McCrank and Mahan Road, this is a resolution that both our inspector and our director general went to look at with the property owner. That made the request, and so this resolution is to say that the council mandates the roads department to ensure visibility at this intersection. In addition, that the appropriate signs be installed, such as speed limit on both sides of the road, sign indicating that there is a road entrance, and attention to our children. And that council will not allow. Oh, wait a minute. Will not allow
extra
stop signs at that intersection, but the sign will be moved to closer to the road.
Je propose.
Deux secondes.
Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
OK, merci.
They did do some brushing up there, too. So
ben, c'est ça. They're going to clean up. That's what
they did already. Ryan told me.
OK,
merci. Transport, travaux, est-ce qu'il y a,
y a-t-il un rapport? Well, the guys are working right now. They got the coal patch done on Fieldville finally. The Martindale Road got done. The new grader guy started, from what I understand, it's going well. So that's good news.
Mm-hmm.
The tech gas tax job on Burr Road is completed. Ditches, culverts, 2,300 ton of MG20 was put on there. The road's a lot better than it was. Looks really good. So we're starting, as far as I know, I think 2 more weeks and Cahill Road is going to start. So the guys are giving her, they're working hard with the vacation and that, so it's hard. But with the new grader guy, it's going to be a good boost.
Yeah.
And he seemed, from what I understand, the foreman likes him. Things seem to be going good.
Good. Thank you. D'autres travaux dans le cadre du programme de la voirie locale, volet projet particulier d'amélioration PPACE et PPAES. que considérant que la municipalité a reçu en date du 22 juin et du 23 juin 2022 une confirmation du ministère des Transports un montant de PPACE de 21 159 $ et de PPAES d'un montant de 21 840 échelonné sur trois années budgétaires. Que le conseil autorise le projet sur le chemin Lac Pike, profilage des chaussées, l'installation des ponceaux et l'achat de matériaux granulaires MG20 800 et MG20 600 tels que stipulés au projet. La demande au montant stipulé dans la lettre de confirmation annexée à cette résolution qui en fait partie intégrante. Work under the Local Roads Program Special Improvement Project Component PPACE and PPAES. Correct? Considering that the municipality received on June 22nd and June 23rd, 2022, a confirmation from the Minister of Transport in the amount of, first, the PPACE of $21,159, and the PPAES for of the amount is $21,840 over a three budget years. The council authorized engage expenses for the project on Pike Lake Road. Shoe profiling?
No, it's we're going to be doing like the road bed and gravel.
I know, culvert insulation, purchase of MG2800 and MG600 granular materials as stipulated in the project of the application for the amount stipulated in the confirmation letters annexed to this resolution, which forms a neat integral part of the Europe. So, we're going to have to propose that.
I'll propose it.
I'll second it.
That's all my favorite.
Yes. On est tous d'accord là-dessus?
Oui.
Oui.
Merci. Moi aussi. On continue. Hygiène du milieu, so environment, hygiene and sanitation.
T'as-tu un rapport?
Pour?
Hygiène?
Non, j'ai aucun rapport. J'ai demandé à l'inspecteur beaucoup de réponses sur nos rapports qu'on a demandé depuis le mois de décembre, puis j'ai pas de nouvelles en tout.
OK. Merci.
Parce qu'on essaie de travailler, de regarder pour le nouveau contrat de poubelle, le QA222, ces choses-là, mais ça prend des réponses pour être capable de travailler.
Merci, Luc. On continue avec nomination comité. Oui, c'est ça. 4.2, c'est parti. On l'enlève. So 4.2, we've taken away. 4.3, modification de résolution numéro 2022-07-194, octroi du contrat d'achat BAC de 120 litres brun compostable. So, amendment to the resolution number 2022-07-194, award of the purchase contract of the 120-liter brown bins for composting. So, there's a modification in the amount. Originally, we passed a resolution for 143 bins at $7,729.15, and now we're going for 150 for $8,310. Does that include tax or not?
Par la taxe adoptée, la résolution, le prix a
augmenté. Petite fois.
Je propose.
So,
un peu comme.
I just want to say it in
non,
English.
Non, ça inclut pas les taxes.
Okay, so tax not included. So it's plus tax. Okay. On va
non, il est déjà dans l'autre édition. Je modifie avec les chiffres.
Ah, oh, juste les chiffres?
Oui, c'est okay. Déjà dans l'autre. Sur l'autre, elle va prévaloir après.
Merci. So, it was to amend the purchase of 143 bins at $7,729.15 to now reflect 150 bins to be purchased at $8,310. Tax included. or plus tax according to the other resolution.
C'est ça.
Je propose.
Supporté par ou appuyé par.
Ça va être toi.
Oui, moi. OK. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Moi aussi.
Là, on vote non.
I'll abstain because I didn't vote on it the last time.
Okay. Santé, bien-être, health and welfare. We don't have anything, right?
Non.
On n'a rien sur santé, bien-être. Aménagement, urbanisme et développement, so land use planning and development.
Le projet de... On a fait quelques rencontres sur le projet de la planification du plan de zonage. Malheureusement, là, on est comme en 2 employés, fait que le nouvel employé est rentré... la semaine dernière. Donc, on regarde là, pour pouvoir... la firme UrbaPlus est en congé aussi. Fait qu'on regarde pour, au début du mois, là, pouvoir s'organiser, puis refaire, puis reprendre les travaux là, de plus belle pour essayer de déposer quelque chose au mois d'octobre, novembre. Là. So, we did work on the zoning plan. This month, we met a few times. We discussed it by our emails. Since there was one employee leaving and one coming in, it was hard to meet everybody at the same time. Plus, the UrbaPlus, our specialist firm, everybody was in vacation. So we're looking forward for this August to move forward with the plan, and hopefully we'll have something to present the citizen around October or November. That's what we aim for, but we'll have to make sure that the firm has time to translate some paperwork before we can present it for the citizen. So we're waiting for that answer to come back.
Mm-hmm. Dépôt du rapport des statistiques de permis. So filing of the permit statistic report.
Ça, je ne l'ai pas vu, mais j'imaginais que le nouvel employé n'a pas eu le temps de sortir à temps.
Oui, il l'a sorti.
Ah, il l'a sorti.
Il est dans vos documents.
Okay,
je vais te donner ma copie, si tu veux.
Oui, s'il te plaît, si je peux l'avoir. Je suis passé au travail, je l'ai manqué.
Pierre, from what I understand, the new inspector is doing well, too?
Yes. Really well.
Merci. Merci, j'ai l'année. Okay, for the month of July, there was 16 different permits issued for a total estimated value of $268,525, and it cost citizens $520 to get all those permits sorted out. There was... that's all for July, and up to end of July, from the beginning of the year, there was 60 permits issued for a total amount estimated value of $2,999,125 that brought in as revenue $2,074.79.
Merci.
Merci beaucoup, Pierre.
Tu peux les garder si tu veux.
Oui. Merci.
Je l'ai en PDF, je peux l'imprimer.
J'utilise avant que je
C'est que quand une personne s'abstient, il faut qu'il y ait une raison d'après conflit d'intérêt.
OK.
Aucune autre raison n'est pas valide. Tu dois
fait que
voter.
Ça, c'est 4.3?
Oui.
I didn't vote on that resolution the last time, Pierre, so I sure as hell going to vote on it again.
Non, faut...
I'm not voting on it.
Okay,
my name's not on that resolution from the last time because I wasn't here, so now you're asking me to vote on a resolution that's going to be modified that I didn't vote on. I'm not putting my name on something I didn't vote on.
C'est correct.
Merci.
On n'ira au code municipal.
Ben oui, mais c'est pas fait ça que le... Je suis pas mettre mon nom sur quelque chose correct. Que j'ai pas voté dessus.
C'est correct.
C'est beau.
C'est-tu quoi? Je vais régler le problème. I vote against it. No win. You happy now?
Parfait.
So could have been a lot easier solved than this.
Fait, vu que c'est un taille...
C'était négatif.
Il n'y a pas de taille. Je dis non.
Mais ça veut dire qu'il y a eu deux pour, deux contre. Fait que la résolution tombe.
C'est
ça. Il va falloir qu'elle soit remise au mois prochain.
Je pensais faire le gentlemanly thing en m'abstenant, mais je n'avais pas voté dessus que ça
a
repassé.
C'est beau.
You want it this way? Suit yourself.
Merci. Là, on continue 7.0, loisirs et culture. Recreation culture, there is no report.
Bien, je peux en parler un peu, là. On n'a pas eu de meeting, mais on va commencer le projet de Gazebo.
Mm-hmm.
Travailler sur le projet de Gazebo. Puis là, on était encore pour Cayamet, là, pour continuer sur le projet de VTT.
C'est vrai.
Puis il y a aussi le stationnement.
Yeah, we're working on the parking lot up at the wharf and trying to get that sorted. And there's a cornrows for the arena, a fundraiser on Saturday.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And there's a car wash at 400 Route 105 to raise money for cystic fibrosis on Sunday. Firefighters are doing that, but the money's going to the Canadian Cystic Fibrosis Association.
Okay. Is there anything else? Is there anything else? Merci. Il n'y a aucun sujet sous verdure.
Est-ce qu'il faudrait qu'on passe une résolution pour interdiction d'arroser si on a des problèmes avec l'aqueduc de l'eau?
C'est parce que d'habitude, c'est un règlement.
Ouais. Okay.
Moi, j'attendrai de voir ce qui va se passer demain matin. Là, puis s'il y a que besoin de sortir quelque chose,
qu'on
bureau sorte un communiqué de presse
Okay. Oui, on peut communiquer, genre demander de, au lieu d'obliger, là, mais du moins expliquer pourquoi.
De pourquoi, puis oui.
Ouais.
Parfait, merci.
OK, là, on est rendu à la période des questions, so now we're at question period. Yes, Hunter.
On that subject, if this article appears in Wednesday's paper, should I just be telling people to look out for a possible reduced water consumption in the village notice? Or
there's possibility.
There may be a possibility, yes,
okay.
Depending on what the results come out with.
Okay. But the reason behind it, and correct me where I'm wrong here, so there's the low pump station, which isn't the same as Fieldville's, which
exactly.
I've talked about before.
Yeah.
There's two pumps in low pump station. Number one is good. Number two is no good, despite it not being that old.
It's the first pump, it went. It was an older pump. It burned up. We had one here that was a refurbished pump, and it didn't last, so we don't know what happened, if it's just like the pump that just wasn't good.
Yeah.
And the new pump that's a few weeks old, it's burned too.
Gotcha.
So this now the sediment screen at the bottom, they think it's plugged, so they're going to come in and scope it in the morning.
Gotcha. Okay.
So both pumps are housed at the same place.
Gotcha.
There's not a separate pumping station.
Yes.
And the system there is about 15 years old, so it's due for upgrades.
The entire like pump station or like the system within it is.
Well, it's the control panel that's the problem, like the actual electronic portion of it, yeah.
Okay, and then you mentioned during the public security report a Sea-Doo paddle boat crash on Lac de Barnard.
Yeah, paddleboard. Yes.
What day was that? I called the MRC because I heard about that. I was calling them.
You would have to call the SQ. It was on the low side.
I called the SQ. Yeah, they said they didn't have it. Was it on the 28th?
Not last Saturday. The Saturday before. What was it? This Saturday. Before. Whatever date that was.
Okay, so I have it a week off then. Okay.
We were extremely lucky. The lady wasn't injured real bad. Super lucky.
Okay.
She was really, really lucky.
Okay.
A few scrapes, cuts, bruises, but like nothing critical.
Gotcha. And then this 1.16, this out-of-court settlement, I got to ask what this Clojet 7...
That's confidential.
Confidential?
Yes. Yeah.
And I know you guys just talked about it again, but I wasn't clear on the vote on 4.3. Is that now
2-2.
So what happens?
So it drops till next month.
A tie? Okay.
No, it's negative. C'est négatif, ça revient pas. C'est pas un droit de veto.
Non, mais on peut le rapporter.
Tu peux toujours le rapporter.
On peut le rapporter.
Toutes les mois, si tu veux.
So it could always be brought back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. And then... Ms.
Martineau. Yeah.
Hi, my name's Hunter. I work at the Lowdown. Okay. Do you mind just spelling out your first and last name for me? I just want to make sure I have it spelled right.
Yeah, so Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A.
Mm-hmm.
Martineau, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-A-U.
All right, I guessed that correctly, but I wanted to double check. Welcome aboard.
Thanks.
Do you want to buy a valve?
No, that's all good. Okay, thank you.
Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions? Are there any other questions? If not, we're going to close the...
I'm not sure if there
is. Are there any other questions?
You're good?
No? Okay, so we'll close the meeting, and it is now 7:53.
Thank you,
thank you very much
for showing up.
Coming.
See you next month.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Pardon?